Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to the WordPress Way, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! This show is brought to you by Kinsta, with the highest rating on G2 in the Manage WordPress Hosting category, and our partner Woo, where you can find all you need for your client sites at the WooCommerce Marketplace. Tell you more about them later in the show, but let's jump into the WordPress Way.
Hello, and I'm Abba Takor, and we're here for Do the Woo, and it's another WordPress Way. Today, we're talking about the future of distributed social media in WordPress. It can come to WordPress, and the joy I have today is I get to have a time machine. Now, for all those people who love the film Back to the Future, which is out again, and so it's a really good time to have a time machine, we have with us today in the studio, we have Matthias Pöffele, who is the Open Web Lead at Automattic and a full stack developer. And we've got Robert Windisch, a WordPress agency owner, and he's been contributing to WordPress since 2005. And he's come in with a space machine that will take us forward in time and back in time. Just hoping that he's also bought some cake and refreshments, because as you know, we always like to know what people are cooking as part of this show too. So Robert and Matthias, thank you very much for joining us today.
Very happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Now, Robert, I am intrigued. How far into the future are we going to go today?
Just 7 years, just around the block.
So fashions might have changed by then, but will your hat with all your badges still be fashionable by then? That is the question, or will you have something else?
No, more people will wear the hat because it's so fashionable that it's that I started a trend with that.
So watch out, folks. The hat with the WordPress badges is coming to an outlet near you soon. So, Robert, you've had a vision, haven't you?
Yes, for a while now.
And this vision has had a little bit of an outing so far, just in German. So this is going to be the first time that you're actually talking about this vision in English to an international audience. So we're quite excited to have you here today. And you're going to take us forward 7 years. So, okay, we're going to jump up onto your time machine. Where are we going to go first?
So we go to a time where the WordPress market share is 60%. Everybody can just breathe this in. Like, just think about the current number, and we are now at 60%. And the other thing that is very delighted for people who are staying in the past of, like, I think 2024, is we have young people at WordCamps and in the WordPress community.
Now, just to clarify, because I know we've had this conversation before we went on air, young people can be right up to college age, post-grad age, you know, early 20s, even early 30s?
I'm talking about like 20-something. So
the 20-somethings, okay.
So we had this at the WordCamp, and someone who was 32 was really saw themselves as a young person, and we needed to object to that 30 is like not a young person in my definition. It's a person that currently is not in the WordPress space, only if they are dragged in by their parents, most likely.
Okay, so for the people who are out there who are in their 30s and now feel that they're not young, don't worry. We think you're young. Age is in your mind, but we get what you mean. It's about attracting those people who are currently may not be in the WordPress space unless they have friends or family who have encouraged their usage of WordPress. And it's trying to get them involved on their own criteria and using it the way that they want to use it.
Yes.
Okay.
So WordPress is seen as a social network. When people interacting with WordPress, they using the WordPress app, and they simply, they do not care that it's websites on the internet. For them, it's just a social network where they can interact with the content as you would right now with other social networks. It's just that WordPress is serving this as a product, as a social network in the open web.
So, and that would all be through this new WordPress app?
the app we already know is just like, it's just in 7 years, it's so far ahead that that it simply can be used as a consuming experience and not only as a publishing experience, which is like in 2024, it's just you publish with that, but you cannot really consume content with that.
So it's going to be pretty much the center of how people consume content, publish content, and use content.
WordPress will still be in competition with other social networks. Just think of like the next TikTok and the next Instagram, whatever they are called, squishies or whatever they are, the networks are now called in 7 years that are coming up from there. And it's just one of the social networks people can choose to have their loved ones and to have the people that or their content that they are looking into.
It sounds really good. Though I do like the name squishies. And if that takes off, we heard it here first. So how do we get to that?
So the bad news is for everybody listening, they need to be active in that. So we all need to produce content. And I'm not talking about business content and writing on your business websites about things that your business does, but about really, and I don't want to use the word, but it's the most easy descriptable way, mundane content. Like as people were posting about their breakfast in like ages ago, something like that, but it doesn't need to be a breakfast. But something in regards to that, we're talking about photos, videos, small text, just like just normal content. And then comes the other part of the homework. We need to interact with each other in the open web. Like that's the downside. We need to be, ourselves need to be active in that.
So if we do that, we'll come back to a bit more detail about that in a minute. But as we're still 7 years ahead, how is this going to be different? And what is it that excites you about it?
So the difference is like, it's not different than, for example, Instagram, because everybody can do it right now. It's just the difference is that we use WordPress as the way of doing that. And we have an experience that for the people that they can simply use, they can also have like in not the normal users that just use this to put content out in the web and like express themselves. It's also the possibility that the same site runs an e-commerce store and all the possibilities WordPress has. But a normal user that like stumbles into this because someone said to them, I saw this on WordPress, they can simply like start right away. And by not using these closed source publication platforms, they can be part of the open web. And so bring something back that was like around WordPress, like 10 or like 15 years ago was around WordPress that people like really exchanged with themselves. Like remember when we had all our comment sections on our WordPress websites, all of this can be simply reused again. And the starting point is ourselves.
Sounds quite cool. So how did you get this vision?
I was speaking at a WordCamp with someone in the first ever WordCamp in person in Europe again. That was Porto in 2022. I spoke with someone and was simply asking what could be like what they are looking forward in WordPress. And they said, yeah, what about like the new things in in Gutenberg? And I was like, but that's not our problem right now. Like if we look at our like the mission of WordPress is democratizing publishing and we look at the philosophy in WordPress, how to achieve the mission, then I was like, but like we have bigger problems than what is the next block or next feature we put in the blog editor. It was for me the moment where I like realized that if like people who are active in the WordPress ecosystem, if they don't talk about like how do we get people back to express themselves and do not, as I always coined this, democratize business websites, but go back to democratizing publishing. So that means that everybody who is currently using Instagram and TikTok and whatsoever is a potential user for us. And we like were simply not addressing them. My normal work life was enterprise websites. And I was like, okay, we have a big problem here because if almost nobody is addressing this, then we need to talk about this topic. So I was simply then walking around talking to other people about this topic. And surprisingly, almost nobody spoke publicly about this topic.
It could be quite amazing, great connectivity and just an opportunity for people to own their own content and have a freedom of using the open web. So it's definitely something to look forward to. I'm going to bring Matthias in. And Matthias, you're obviously very excited about this area of work and have been focused on it for quite some time. For you, why is it so important that we do interact and we do help create this distributed social media in WordPress?
I think the idea is very similar to what Robert said. At the beginning, it was a personal thing. I fell in love with all the idea of blogging and, as Robert already mentioned, commenting and interactions between different blogs. And I still love the idea, the initial idea of pingbacks. And when around 2008 or 2009, when social media took off, I tried to keep the momentum for blogging and tried to find solutions to keep blogging relevant and to find ways to improve the social interactions between users and blogs and content without using central social media. And because I used WordPress, I started that on WordPress.
And that idea of actually decentralizing it and having people have more control over it, having also addresses some of those issues that we've seen in terms of greater privacy and wanting control over personal data. But does it also create a better user experience?
I think that's the key point, because I think social media took off because they really had a way better experience than WordPress. If you compare all the social interactions that are possible on social media with only one single account and one app, with what you need in the WordPress ecosphere, that's a total difference. So in WordPress, there are things like RSS where you could subscribe to content using a tool. But this is one way. You can only subscribe. To comment, you have to leave your app and go to the site, fill in forms, and then you have the issue to subscribe to answers. So on some blogs, you will find maybe remind me via email when someone comments or someone replies to your comment. And that is another tool. And with email, you also can't directly answer to that. So you have the RSS reader, you have email, you have the blog comment system, and that's not usable and that's not comparable to what is possible with social media. So in the end, I think it's to find something that is at least as near as possible to the social interactions on Facebook, Instagram, and others, and to still be decentralized and to have that working on your blog.
Which would, you know, has so many benefits. And also, it's a bit like having a 360 extension of yourself. So you don't have to, as Robert's talked about, you don't have to go to one thing to do this, one thing to do that. It can all be done in one place, but it's not controlled by, you know, multiple different platform owners. So it should give us a chance to create more content and be more creative and not worry about what we have to use, but just going to WordPress to be able to do all of that.
Exactly.
So thank you for going through that. So I'm going to come back to you a bit more about that in a minute as well, but I'm going to go back to Robert for a second. So Robert, you've talked about that the future will mean having more content in the open web. Does that also mean having more content that is useful and relevant to us all?
Relevant is a hard word for breakfast photos. And that is a good and a bad thing. There's no problem with AI in that, or like no problem. There is no harm in AI for that, because AI needs content. And when I was thinking about how will this transform in 7 years, and my thought was like, okay, how will be AI in this realm? I was like, oh, AI will be happy to pass content from genuine human people to have their relationship or like their public exchange with each other. And it can also be like private things, because all things are possible in the open web. But the content, I'm very looking forward for that, because it's something that, like, all the people I know who currently do not put out content that they care about, to having them having ideas or like to roam around things in their head that can be addressed and other people can share with that, I'm really looking forward to having this exchange with people I know and people I don't know. That's the fun. I'm looking forward to have people that I can see and I can answer to that I normally would not cross ways with.
It sounds like a very brave new world. We've had a few of those over the years, but I think it is that next stage for WordPress, isn't it? It's that future that we're talking about. Also, will this idea and this vision mean more potential inclusion so that we've got people who you've talked about who may not be using apps or anything at the moment to put out their content? Do you see it as a vehicle for those people to give them a new tool, to give them something that can do all the different things but in one place?
The future will not... I cannot say that we are like almost close to utopia. So I don't want to get people a false sense of like, and now everything is solved. But Facebook has relationship with countries where using Facebook is for free. Like WordPress or democratizing publishing cannot compete with that. And simply having a free internet provider in regions where there is like where data is simply very expensive. So I'm not saying like, yes, trust me, follow me. I know the coordinates of utopia. So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that that whatever we tried in the past as democratizing publishing, like there's a vast of land that we simply are not really addressing with a product for this part. So we're simply ignoring this part as WordPress because it's way too hard of work. Because it's as Matthias said, like it's so much to do. It's like combining all these things. And for us to have the product ready for that is something that I simply was trying several ways of getting people's attention for that. And that's why I concluded that I now needed to use a different way of telling the story. How do we get everybody back to... And I don't call this blogging, to publish content or express themselves again.
And that is a lovely way of looking at it, as well as expressing yourself. And on that, that links nicely back to what Matthias was saying a bit earlier as well. And Matthias, if we think about it as a tool for expressing ourselves and publishing and connecting with each other, do you see this as a real way for us to advance that, you know, democratizing our publishing?
So... in the ideal world, yes, but there are a lot of technical things you have to get around to make that happen. So there is already great movement into decentralized networks that started with Mastodon, for example, but there's still a long way to go. I would say we are now at the biggest movement or the biggest, it's the best time to talk about decentralized networks in combination with WordPress. There was never anything that was near the current situation. So now would be the best time, yeah.
And I think that makes it, inviting people to be part of that is a wonderful thing. Because if this is the best time to take this journey forward, and to reach those audiences that may not, and not just audiences, but also users that may not have seen that they can use these kind of tools, it would be a real advancement of that idea to democratize publishing.
One thing I liked your thoughts about the quality of content. And I would say it's not per se a better quality, but with WordPress, you have at least the possibility to improve the quality of your writing, because most of the social networks nowadays are limiting the number of characters you could use. Like, I don't know the limit number on Twitter, but on Mastodon, it's 500 characters. And with WordPress, you can get around that. So it's still up to the one that writes about stuff. You could use WordPress to microblog, to simply share photos of your meal, but it is possible to write strong and good content in a decentralized way.
And also, if we build on all the things that we're learning with blocks and Gutenberg and that distraction-free writing, all of that is part of that journey. So it makes it easier, it makes it simpler to try and formulate your ideas, to share those, you know, things that you fascinate you, and to begin those conversations.
If you are looking for hosting via cloud servers for your client sites, consider checking out Kinsta. With their container technology, you are assured of no shared resources. Plus, you get global CDN, edge caching, and Cloudflare Enterprise for all your sites. It doesn't stop there, though. Auto backup, staging, plug-in vulnerability alerts, and uptime monitoring comes with 24/7 support that you can expect from humans. Add to this, for agencies, look into their partner programs with some nice extras, plus an account manager and custom plans to meet the needs of your client's sites. All this and more, just head over to kinsta.com. If you haven't checked out the WooCommerce marketplace lately, maybe it's time. When building sites with WooCommerce or simply making recommendations to clients, you will find everything needed to power up an online store. From reliable payment solutions to tools for managing products, shipping, and customer engagement, the WooCommerce marketplace offers a range of extensions created and supported by trusted developers, ensuring you have the right resources to help your business or your client's business grow smoothly and efficiently. Keep it as a resource at your fingertips at WooCommerce.com.
You've talked about reaching that younger audience that, you know, as 20-year-olds, the very early 30s maybe, that are not currently using these kind of tools. How do you see the future being different for them? How do you see them connecting with this kind of adventure?
Yeah, I need to jump on the last statement. Having a 20-second video to explain something really complex in a good way, sorry, it's almost better than having like a 2 paragraphs or 10 paragraphs of explanation of things. So I know like many people like to dive into Wikipedia. The majority of users, as we have people like voting with their feet and going to the social medias that support that. For me, the future is not having Mastodon on WordPress and having like piles of text flying around. For me, the future is like YouTube Shorts, Instagram, TikTok, but in a way to use this in the open web. So for me, as I see people simply expressing themselves in videos and photos, it's how can we help them to do this with WordPress? How can we make our product, WordPress, so good that they can use it? Because then if we give them the platform, because people are not... If you currently publish stuff on WordPress, you're shouting into the void. Like, nobody will see this. That's why everybody at all WordCamps, at every people who use WordPress, they then take the link that they have just created and put this into social media and write something about that, or easily post this on social media directly. So that's why for us to make sure we have network effects of growth and all of these things to really have the platform for the majority of users, is to also serve what content they want to have or what content like path they want to have. And that, I'm very sorry, is not text. It's the, for the majority, is not text. There still be can be still text niches, but the majority of content that I see people express themselves with is text and is videos and photos.
And we're talking non-business content here, aren't we? We're not talking, yeah. Okay, so it's a news type content or not?
If you just open a normal social media website and the content there. Yeah, Matthias?
I think we do not disagree there, because the thing is, with WordPress, you can decide what to publish and you are not limited by any platform. And I think that's the most important thing. And you do not have to... Even if you started with text, you do not have to stick with text. You can decide per post. And that's the main difference, I would say, in regards to current social media.
And I think that is what we're seeing in the releases too, is that you can move so seamlessly now between different modes of creativity and communication, so that you could start, as you said, with text, but you don't have to stay with text. You could go off to video, to images, to all sorts. But it's also having that out then on social media. And just for clarity, obviously we're talking about content on WordPress, but equally it would apply to content on the websites. You know, it's people still put any content on any other software out on social media too. So it's actually creating that kind of one-stop shop, really, where you have control over everything that you want to publish, and you don't have to keep posting it on different things. You can use that one tool to be able to do that. Let's talk about that one tool a little bit, so that people can have an understanding of what that looks like. And it obviously is going to emerge and evolve. At the moment, how do you see that tool existing in our, you know, in our journey that we're still 7 years ahead?
So for the majority of users, it will be mobile app of WordPress, like iOS or Android, and they will simply consume content, which is a difference than it is right now. They will simply have their consumption experience on this app, and they also can react and publish content with that. In the background, it's a WordPress installation with like plugins, several of them. And so it's a word that's not often used in WordPress. It's like a distribution. It's like you use these five or something plugins, and that makes a WordPress site into the distributed social media part of the open web. And the mobile app of WordPress is simply like progressing, processing all of these things, give you the feed that you can scroll through as you would in a normal social media app right now. And also the possibility, if you react on something, the reaction is on your own WordPress site and goes out to the open web.
Which means that you're also controlling those reactions and where they're appearing and how people are seeing them. So it is about putting a lot more control back with the user, which has got to be a good thing.
Yes, and as you hear me, I avoid this topic very much, control of data, because as I know from conversations with people, sorry, they don't care. So that's why because the majority of people like do not really care about this topic. Like there is a few percentage of that. But for me, if the interface and the platform brings to the table what people are looking for, then having the ownership of data is something as a cherry on the cake that we are giving them.
I think a lot of people now will talk about how they react to stories that they read on social media, but that has no reflection back on their own site. And I think it's that kind of control of information that is probably going to appeal to people, not just about who owns the data, but actually being able to share that in a more seamless way and without extra effort back on their main communication platform. So I think that will help. That will certainly appeal to the way we're seeing 20-year-olds using the internet now and wanting to have less apps in some ways, but to have more tools that are joined up together. So, and we're also seeing a climate where people are expressing that they have too many apps and they have a shorter time that those apps are on their phones, their devices, because of that, because of storage capacities, because of affordability, because of all sorts of other reasons and the interplay between those apps. So all of this has got to be a good thing, and it's got to be able to benefit and address some of those issues. Matthias, I'm just going to come to you about how do we actually start looking at what this needs to look like and getting feedback on from the generation that you're trying to particularly target as well?
That's a really tricky one. So I had a lot of discussions with friends with nearly adult kids, and it's really tricky because kids nowadays grew up with totally different usage of social media. So it mostly doesn't matter for them if they have to recreate their accounts or if they lose any data, because they have that in mind when creating social media. So it's really hard to get them back. And I agree with Robert on that. It's hard to argue with own your data and do not lose any data. To be honest, I'm not really sure. I tried it from the technical perspective to provide something that works, but how we can convince users to not use social media, but their blog instead is really a hard path, I would say.
Can we do this now? Can people actually try this out now and use plugins that exist already so that they can start to see if they like it?
It depends. So yes and no. So yes, because there is currently a movement with a lot of decentralized platforms that all speak the same language, so to say. There's an email-like version of social media where it doesn't matter where you create your account. You can follow others on different accounts. You can self-host your instance, or you can even use WordPress for that and can communicate with each other. But for that, your friends have to use that. So it's not that Facebook or Instagram are compatible with that. It's niche movement. So, but Meta is at least interested, and they started implementing that on their news platform called Threads. And I hope that this will change something for the longer term.
Matthias, for people to start having a look at how this could work, where would they go?
So the plugin that works best, at least from my perspective, but that could be special because I built that, is ActivityPub, because that solves most of the problems I mentioned earlier, because it allows followers of a blog to use one tool for everything. They can subscribe to a blog, they can comment, they can like, share, they can interact, and the blog owner can do that too. So the blog owner can use the comment section to reply to comments that came from a decentralized social network. So it solves a lot of these problems. It's called the ActivityPub plugin, but it's still a bit limited. So it's from the WordPress perspective, it's only the publishing side. So you can't follow users on your WordPress installation. But if others follow you, you can have the full interaction with them using your blog. But for the following part, there's also a plugin that's built by a friend of mine, Alex Kirk, that's called Friends. And that is implementing the following part. So with Friends and ActivityPub installed, and there's a third plugin, it's called Enable Mastodon Apps. That solves the problem with apps. So with that plugin installed, you can use a Mastodon app to publish content to your WordPress site and to see all of your followers and followings and interact with them directly from a social networking app. So these three plugins together provide kind of a social network-like experience with WordPress.
So, and we can put those plugin links in the show notes as well for anybody who wants to link to them directly. And all of these plugins are available on WordPress.org in the repository. And as we go into this future in 7 years, obviously these plugins will emerge and evolve, and new plugins may also come. Matthias, how long have you been supporting this particular plugin and this approach to using WordPress?
So this current plugin I'm working, I would say, since 2019, but working on the open web and finding solutions to have a decentralized communication with WordPress, I would say I started around 2008 or 9.
So this really is a very exciting time that we're actually seeing these ideas come to fruition. We're actually have an opportunity for people to have homework, as Robert talked about, and they can actually take part in what this is going to look like, and they don't have to have a spaceship. Though I'm still going to count on Robert finding me a spaceship to actually to do it. Robert, I know that you want people to come and test this, be part of it, give feedback. how can they do this, and how is the best way for them to tell their friends how to get involved?
So I would not directly go into the friends, because if we show them the current state of that, and I'm sorry, Matthias, if we show them the current state, we might have this was be then the only chance that we simply can convince them to use the WordPress Open Web. For me, it's more that because I had very iterations of this idea. And for me, the one that is like that is currently the most compelling is we need to start this on our own. So everybody who is already in WordPress and everybody who is saying a version of someone should do something are themselves. So all of us need to like ramp up like a new installation of WordPress or use our own website for that, because that's then our profile moving forward, and then simply use it in WordPress. And if you stumble over something as a user of this open web social media, please come forward, go to the GitHub pages and simply put in issues, put in pull requests, because if we can use the software on our own and we get it to a level where we are confident saying, like, that is something we would share with others, then we can go to the next one and talk to our relatives and talk and get everybody else in and create network effect. Because currently, I have had a few conversations with people going like, yes, I tried the one plugin, but then I threw it away from my WordPress. So we need to be at a state where we not silently deinstall these plugins, because we need to move this forward. If we want to have a market share that is higher, if we want to have young people at WordCamps, our product needs to be better for the majority of users of expressing themselves, of democratized publishing.
So basically, people need to go to their current personal website on WordPress or have a new installation of WordPress, install these two plugins, use them, try them, give feedback. And the best way to give feedback is on GitHub. And I'm sure you'll give us a link so we can include that in the show notes too. And do you also want people to highlight opportunities that they might see for how to use it? And is that, again, something to share on GitHub, or is that a conversation you want people to be start having at meetups?
Yeah, so basically, because we have all these developers and designers, product people, and we have all these people in the WordPress builder space, that they can simply come forward and going like, hey, from a design perspective, this would be better. And I think Alex, who is the person that develops Friends and ActivityPub, Matthias, I think both of them would be very open to have design feedback or have visibility UI. And I think both of them would be happy to have developer pull requests that they can simply review, so that these solutions become better and that then serving more users that use these solutions.
And the people who listen to this show, who also listen to the WooCommerce side, there's still help that they can give too, isn't it? They can help on their own personal websites and install these plugins too, and see what opportunities there might be for their usage of content too.
Yep, the beauty of that is if we have a higher market share of WordPress and we have all these people that are currently would use Mastodon or would use Instagram, for example, if they want to sell something and they're using the WordPress social media network, guess what their solution might be? So we're really talking about a thing that raises all boats in all of open web, and especially for WordPress, because if someone has already WordPress installed, for example, if they move from the provided WordPress space on the social media and move to a hosting company, they then can level up and have their business website also on there, and they can level up to also have a store on this. So that's like, that's the benefit for everybody is using WordPress. If you want to grow the market share and you have, or you have a better way of doing that, I'm very open. My current plan is simply to democratize publishing. I think this could really help us in the future of really convincing more people to use WordPress.
And just going back to this idea of open web for those people who are still getting to grips with that, I was going back to go to Matthias. You talked about this being a very exciting time and for distributed social media. But What does it mean for the open web? What could it help drive forward?
Oh, that's also a tricky one. So I would say in the past, it was very hard to argue why to install some of these plugins, because it was always, you have to install that, but the other person has to install it too. And that was kind of a big hurdle. And now it's more like there is already a decentralized social network and there are millions of users using that already. So installing something on WordPress provides an opportunity or to provides an audience now. So you do not have to argue it's kind of a hen egg problem. So installing it potentially allows millions of users to follow your blog now. And that's the exciting thing about that. And not only following, and that's the nice thing about that, also interacting with that. It's not cross-posting. It's real following. It's real interaction with your content. So comments somewhere in the decentralized network will come back to your blog as a classic comment. And if you reply to that comment, it flew back to anyone that subscribed to your blog. It's a real decentralized communication that works now.
Love it. It might have been a difficult question, but you answered it so beautifully. So thank you for that. And I love that idea that it comes back to you now. I'm just hoping that when this time travel comes back, it comes back with some nice cake and maybe pizza as well, Robert. You know, just... We can. And we've been talking today, Robert, you've been about how everyone can benefit and get involved with that. And that's how we grow community as well, isn't it? And it helps us all connect together and we can take part in something new. So WordPress keeps being fresh. It keeps being something that evolves and keeps being something that's exciting. And now you know the question I'm going to ask you as we finish. So I'll go to Matthias first because Robert's had more time to think about it. It's Matthias, we like to think and share about what foods that help us in our adventures of creating and thinking about new things and developing and all those kind of things. And it also helps us link into our other shows about inclusion. So what do you like to cook when you are doing all of your best idea thinking and creating? Oh, he's got his thinking face on.
That's really tricky. What I want to cook when working on all of that.
What helps you? What helps get that creative juice working? It could be something that just relieves the concentration and just helps you find another bit of the picture.
I would say it's pizza. Because every time it's different and I love it simply. So I will go with pizza.
That's a good answer. And I'm sure lots of people listening will be able to relate to that too. So I won't hold you to the type of toppings just yet because we may get you on air actually making it sometime. So just keep that in mind because we have plans that we've been working on. Robert, I presume you'd have to eat whatever it was with all the badges too. So what would be your go-to for cooking that helps you come up with all these interesting visions for the future of WordPress?
Yeah, as you know me as a person, I'm the opposite of creating meals and stuff because for me, the ingredient I need to create a new vision for the future is to have conversations with people, which is something you cannot eat, but you can have conversations while you eat things.
Absolutely.
So for me, it's more like the exchange I have with people and the interesting questions that they tell me. And otherwise, I'm very picky when I eat food, as you know. Otherwise, it's whatever's on the table and I'm not picky at that. But I'm special in that regard.
And we know that chocolate is a great leveler and stimulant for people to start conversations in the WordPress space too, because everyone has their own story of and version. And different cultural versions of sweet dishes in the WordPress community. So I think, Matthias, that we'll have you cooking the pizza and we'll have Robert on that show and he can just encourage the conversations as all the foods get cooked. And we've tried various versions of this now, and it's really good. So not only have we expanded from the idea of WordPress sharing recipes, the cooking show practices have gone amazingly. So, Mateus, I will make sure that we extend you an invitation. And the open web hasn't seen anything yet. And when we get the cooking, it'll be a wonderful way of doing that extension of yourself that we've been talking about with WordPress apps, because you can do it all at the same time. You can talk about your content on one side. You can take the picture of your cooking. You can take the picture and the sharing of what you're making. See, it all fits together. Exactly. If anyone could see Mateus now, he'd know he's nodding at me going, yes, this all works together. She's not talking madness. She's talking about things that actually fit. But actually, that is about how we work together. And people can take food. They can take different ways of doing things, different ways of the way we think, our different cultures. And that is actually what is the most exciting to me about this new WordPress app, is that it can harness all those different ways of thinking, doing, being, eating, and it can create it into one. It can be that perfect pizza. Oh, now I definitely want pizza. So we've just got to keep trying it. And we've got homework. We've got homework from the man with the hat. So unless you want to say no to the man with the hat and not do the homework show, which I would not recommend, then please do look at the show notes. Please download these plugins. Have a go. Let's give that feedback. It is about making this future together. It is about harmonizing and creating new aspects, seeing what works in your environment, your way of doing things, and for your demographic. What better opportunity is there than that? And you heard it here first on the WordPress Way. Thank you, Mateus and Robert, for joining us. And we're looking forward to hearing much more about how this progresses and being part of it, because at Do The Woo, we like to be part of that learning and exploring journey. So join us again in a future show. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.